The Alaska Federation of Natives Convention got underway in Fairbanks today. Thousands of Alaska Native people from all across the state were on hand to hear speeches by government and Native leaders. This year's convention theme is Village Survival, and speakers addressed a range of issues straining rural communities. AFN President Julie Kitka addressed the organization's annual convention this morning. She urged Alaska Natives to craft a plan of action on protecting subsistence rights. She referred to a subsistence resolution to be released today.
But fundamentally on subsistence, we need to change ourselves and our own attitudes, and then change our relationship with government. We have to believe in ourselves even more and trust in each other and have open and real dialogue, which leads to an even stronger unity of purpose. Our lives, our children's lives, in fact, the whole future of our people depends upon what we do.
Natives can get swept aside by history and be forgotten, Kitka said, or take bold action to achieve their destiny.
We are not weak people. We are not without resources or ideas. But too often we only take half steps or partial action.
We are unique, Kitka said, and urged Alaska Natives to work together rather than remain in isolated pockets around the state. Kitka's remarks highlighted the original Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, or ANCSA, its more recent amendments as the key to success of Alaska Native corporations. She called the corporations remarkable institutions. However, she said success did not come without challenges.
But you know what, when we came up with the challenges, we went back to the Congress and we changed the land claim settlement. It's been changed many, many times. If there's problems that we still experience, we need to get together and have a plan and change it again.
Kitka called the Alaska Native Corporations tools for us to create our own future and economy. Village survival is a battle cry, she said, referring to the theme of this year's convention. Kitka called on the Senate Indian Affairs Committee to hold hearings to take input from village residents on how to make their communities sustainable. She said the government can help by absorbing some of the risk of projects and providing low-interest loans. Kitka also expressed strong support for continuation of the federal 8A program, while calling for reforms to address any abuses in the program that provides no-bid government contracts to Alaska Native corporations. Two major awards were handed out at AFN today. The AFN Citizen of the Year Award went to Alaska Native television producer Jeannie Green. Congressman Don Young was honored with the Denali Award, which goes to a non-Native who benefits the Alaska Native community. Young was moved to tears by the award, but went on to address issues affecting Alaska life, including access to affordable energy and heavy-handed federal regulation. He told Natives to remember their village roots, no matter where they live now.
Our job and your job is to make sure that survival can be real. And the way we can survive is remember one thing, your roots, and those of you who love it still live there and be proud of it. But secondly, until we can get cheap energy, it's going to be very difficult to have all of our villages survive.
The congressman said he would work with the state and federal governments to get alternative forms of energy into Alaska's villages. Young said it would be expensive, but less expensive than having all villagers move to Alaska's cities. Keynote speaker Gloria O'Neill of the Cook Inlet Tribal Council called on the state to fulfill its responsibility to provide quality education, but she said the responsibility also lies with Alaskans, who need to stop tolerating a system that allows their kids to fail.
Let's develop comprehensive educational plans for each region with strong input and guidance from local communities and advice from our best educators. Let us come together to organize a statewide educational network that can share resources and proven teaching methods. And let us come together with the invitation of our tribal communities to create local, regional, and residential schools for our children that are the envy of the nation.
O'Neill said Alaska Natives need to acknowledge and overcome a painful history in which schools were used as tools of abuse and assimilation. She said Natives have a right to be angry, but need to transform that into energy to create a better future. A full AFN slate of events, including consideration of resolutions on key issues, continues through Saturday at the Carlson Center in Fairbanks.